Hello, creepies, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hello, creepies. Welcome to Middle-Aged Mini number 48. Nate is your sound engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are Middle-Aged and Creeped Out. What's going on?
Nothing too much. Having a good evening, as always, right?
Yeah, we are.
Having a few laughs.
A few chuckles. just a few, right?
Just a few.
Yeah. Well, good. And we're glad that the creepies are joining us for this mini number 48. And I'm going to let Sean tell you guys what we're going to talk about.
Well, I will absolutely tell you what we're going to talk about.
And okay.
It's going to be Nate's pick, so I got to give him credit. Yep. It is on Ghouls and Gollum.
Ghouls and Gollum.
Not Lord of the Rings Gollum, though. I had to figure that out because I went down the wrong road for a second.
Yeah.
Back up, Sean.
It's a little different.
And I would not have any idea about Gollum of movie.
So. Well, then we should let's do a shift. Let's do Lord of the Rings Gollum. No, I'm kidding.
So, yeah. Okay. There we go.
So
we need a foundation, Nate.
Yeah. I guess I'm doing the foundation. So we sort of just grouped these two together for no particular reason. But
I was wondering that today. I was like, I wonder why we're doing this together for no particular reason.
Because they both start with G.
Right.
Now,
Guglielma.
Yeah, oh. Guglielma loves the ghouls.
We say lions and tigers and bears on my, and we said ghosts and ghouls and goblins on my.
Continue.
I'm sorry.
I'm just kidding.
I'll stop interrupting.
Right, so a ghoul is Arabic, is a demon-like being or a monstrous humanoid. The concept originated in pre-Islamic Arab religion. Associated with graveyards and consumption of human flesh. Modern fiction often uses the term to label a certain kind of undead monster. Ghoulies and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. Great movie, by the way, the first one.
Yeah.
We were talking about movies before this. Yeah, that's a classic.
And then the golem. Pull this up real quick. A golem is an animated...
like anime?
Yeah.
Not quite.
I'm going to try to say this correctly. Anthropomorphic? Yep, there you go. That word.
I'll be here all night.
Anthropomorphic. Yeah, that's a hard
word. Being in Jewish folklore, which is entirely created from inanimate matter, usually clay or mud. In the Psalms and medieval writings, the word golem was used as a term for anamorphous, unformed material. So, yeah.
I went to school with anamorphous. No.
Do tell.
Sweet girl.
Reading about a golem, I watched a series on Netflix. The name of it is evading me right now.
Golem.
But there were... golems in it. I didn't know that's what it was, but it was these creatures. And then if there's murders on the campus that were happening, and they kept finding like pieces of earth and stuff.
Interesting.
And they finally realized that the witches of the university were creating these golems,
killing people.
Which that's what they say too is golems are usually conjured up by witches and things of that nature.
Yeah,
and it's Jewish folklore. At least I didn't know much about them. I've heard a little bit about them. I kind of understand.
Before this, you knew about it.
I didn't know they were called golems, but I've heard of the idea of the mystical rituals.
I knew nothing.
Not so much.
No.
The Kabbalah is what I'm referring to, like the mystical Jewish ideas. And this is you have to be a master of the Kabbalah, and it is created by Jewish rabbis to protect the people. The idea was heavily, between anti-Semitism has existed for a long time, obviously, and not okay, obviously, but that was how the Jews were able to protect themselves by creating these basically rock monsters or air, fire, and water is what they used to create them. And there, you had to keep the name of the creature on him. And I think it was this, I wrote down Emmet, which is Hebrew for truth. And, but to, you had to make sure that every evening or whatever, you had to deactivate the monster or the creature, or that it would kind of, I mean, it really, it did it as it was told. And so it was kind of a gentle giant. I think about it as almost like Franken's monster, but under control. Mm-hmm. And it would do chores and help townspeople and protect people. But if you didn't deactivate it at night, it would kind of go on a crazy rampage and cause all kind of problems. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I was thinking about it as, did you turn off the golem? Was it? It wasn't my night to turn off the golem. Did you turn off the golem? Like the rabbis will get you. Like, yeah. Whose night was it to turn? As the whole city's
check
on fire.
The schedule. Yeah. It's like doing the dishes at our house. All right, whose night is it?
Dang it.
Oingable. Yeah.
Our dishwasher broke about a month
where
ago.
Where Yiddish came from, right?
So that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to set up a dishes schedule. I made you think of like, hey, wait a minute. No, I did it last night. Yeah, I had never heard of the golem. I mean, I obviously knew nothing about the movie. I mean, that character, but I'd never heard of it, period. So this was when Nate mentioned
fresh,
it.
This is fresh, yeah.
Yeah, fresh mm-hmm. to me. I had, you know, now ghoul. Yeah, you hear ghouls, but, you know, boys and ghouls. So it was very interesting to learn that golem.
I put down creation of a giant rock monster. What could go wrong? So that was where. And the funny, I thought, I was listening to a topic about it or a video that talked about that a golem is basically an incomplete or unfinished being. Mm. And I put down, you know, they kind of painted as being dumb. But it sounds like from the creation story, we kind of started as an idea of a basic golem. I mean, Adam not that he was dumb or anything like that, but it was just a basic unfinished work. And we are all going through this life trying to become finished. So they were pointing out that we kind of started as a golem in the biblical sense. And then they were also talking about like kind of the Greek mythologies with Prometheus, kind of the same idea, only instead, you know, he brought fire to man. So he tried to bring the power of the gods from, you know, by stealing fire, basically, and knowledge. Mm-hmm. But I just thought it was interesting that there are, I would not have thought of this and not knowing much about the golem, but I thought that was interesting. I was like, oh, so that principle that we all kind of come from, you know, we're all, not that we're all rock monsters that have truth on, you know, on our chests, but I thought that was interesting. I don't mm-hmm. know. It was kind of an interesting way to take that, the topic.
I got on a, one of those chat, you know, like for you pull up a
are
top.
We followed by a golem? Is that what you're
yeah,
talking
about? Yeah, no, a golem. He was our latest follower on TikTok. Yes. I said, how do you like the
calm
show?
Calm down, golem.
And all he said was, I got on about ghouls and golems and what the differences are.
Okay.
And what people's takes were. I thought it was interesting to see what other people thought. Mm-hmm. Some of them, most of them I'm not going to read about. But this one, the guy says, this was back in 2006. He says the ghoul is a man that has been turned into a beast by the dark arts or a necromancer.
Interesting.
He says the golem is inert matter, in quotes, the dust of the earth. And yes, that is supposed to be reminiscent of Adam, the first man, mm-hmm. that has been imbued with life or some sort of sorcery. He says traditionally this was done by a Kabbalist, like you said, and mm-hmm. the life for the creature came from a seal on its forehead. Generally, stories about the golem with their overtones of playing God, in quotes, were giving warnings about that very thing. Then it says also reference the Sorcerer's Apprentice.
Yes, interesting.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
Very interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that movie.
Anyway. That show I was referring to.
Oh, yeah, what's
that? It's called The Order.
Oh, I've heard of that.
Good.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Okay. It's witches against a lichen.
You talked about that before, yes.
Yeah, I've talked about it earlier.
Mm-hmm. I watched the first, it didn't ring
and the one lead male character, he ends up being in both societies.
Interesting.
So it's like he's like bridging between the two of them and
so I watched
what to do.
When I was on my, was it 2021 January? Yeah, I remember when we mm-hmm. were going to do the mm-hmm. podcast and I got sick with COVID and then my kidney stone.
It was like it was
I came up with all kinds of, I found all kinds of Netflix series and one of them was The Order and mm-hmm. I watched, I think, the first two or three seasons. And at the one with the dad
I think
is,
there's two seasons, yeah.
Yeah, the I watched, or I'm sorry.
But he
I'm
watched
sorry.
The third one too.
I watched the first two or three episodes.
Oh, okay.
The
he watched
the grandpa
future episodes.
Is the one that's Max Headroom. Yeah. Remember back in the... Yeah, uh-huh. That's him.
Oh, that's wild.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Max Headroom. When you're like, wait a minute. I was like, yeah, I was he on college. Familiar. And they, yeah. Huh?
He looked familiar.
Yeah, and I was like, that's
did
it.
Did he look digital? Digitized?
No, he wasn't like flickering. Yeah.
That's too bad. Yeah, then opportunity
we said
right
then
there.
We said the order. I'm like, oh, that's okay. That is the show I watched for a couple. Yeah,
so. Yeah, it was good. I watched.
Mm-hmm. You watched
all the seasons.
So. Yeah.
Yep. Supposedly, it was Rabbi Lowe was the first rabbi to actually create one of these, as I understood, and he was an actual person in history. And so, but it was loosely based. That's why it's more folklore, because they say this the actual Rabbi Lowe didn't even subscribe to magic or any kind of mystical Judaism, and he was actually quite against the use of magic, since it's supposed to not it's anti-scriptural, right?
Oh yeah, gotcha.
So I thought that was interesting. I was like, oh, so he's attributed. He's supposed to be the rabbi father of these things. But as I understood it, he was like, nope, no thanks. Don't give me credit.
Gotcha.
I've in the findings of all this, I found a ghost glossary, because everybody needs a ghost glossary. And there, like you were talking about.
I have a bookmarked in my phone, a ghost glossary.
Do you? You should. And every good.
It's a go-to every day.
Paranormal podcast should, right? It's the difference between ghosts, ghouls, and goblins and more. But oh my gosh, like seriously, we could come right here. There's ghosts, spirits, specters, apparitions, wraiths, phantom, phantasm, wraiths, the revenant, shades, shadows. We've talked about a bunch of this. Poltergeists.
Never heard of it.
Ghastly, aghast, ghoul, and then ghouls come up. And it's like, which is, I'm not getting the same thing that you talked about, but gremlins, goblins, hobgoblins. I was like,
hobgoblins.
Bugaboo, bugbear. Boogeyman. I was like, this is gold right here. So
I know, a lot to it.
So
and I love all the names, you know.
Yeah.
If you can get Hobgoblin in a conversation.
Exactly. The Banshee.
What are you, a Hobgoblin?
Banshee's on here. Yeah, actually, well, there's I mean, these are just future episodes, right?
Banshee,
the Coco Demon. The
Coco Demon.
Coco
Puffs?
I'm probably not saying it right.
Coco Beach?
Caco Demon. C-A-C-O.
Caco or Coco?
I said Coco because I'm hungry.
You say Coco, I say Caco.
Caco. It's C-A-C-O Demon.
C-O-C-O?
Keko.
It's
not,
Cocoa.
It's not really. Well, it's not Cocoa. It's C-A-C-O.
Oh, you said C-A-C-O. Keko.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, that's the old classic Keko. I don't know what's going on.
I got some of the folklore for the ghouls.
Oh, yeah. I got
Arabic folklore says the ghoul, which is G-H-U-L, is said to dwell in cemeteries and other uninhabited places. A male ghoul is referred to as a ghoul, G-H-U-L. Then the female is called a ghoul-a.
Oh.
G-H-U-L-A-H.
Not a ghoulette.
Isn't that goulette. Precious? Yeah.
That's like Robert Goulet. No, that's Robert Goulet.
Goulet, yeah. But it's the same thing.
I'm doing bad. Yeah,
the ghoul as a female creature, who is sometimes called Mother Ghoul, or a relational term such as Aunt Ghoul.
Aunt Ghoul.
She is portrayed in many tales luring hapless characters, who are usually men, into her home where she can eat them.
Yes, they are
yummy.
Very hungry for human
flesh.
They
just want brains.
So they're zombie ghouls. Oh, I don't know. I don't do that.
And then... the ghoul, some state that the ghoul is a desert-dwelling, shape-shifting demon that can assume the disguise of an animal, especially a hyena. It lures unwary people into the desert wastes or abandoned places to slay and devour them.
Mm.
The creature also preys on young children, drinks blood, steals coins, and eats the dead. Then taking the form of the person most recently eaten.
Oh my God! Hands off that's the coin,
like,
right?
Yeah, that's like a kind of a like you said, a ship shaper or Wendigo.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, what did we say before? Tapestry. It's all tapestry.
You haven't said that in a
too
while.
Many words. We'll just call him a ghoul.
There you go.
Guillaume.
No, I gotta stop saying Guillaume. I've been saying that too much tonight.
Yeah, I thought it'd be like a ghoulette. Something would be, I don't know.
Ghoulette,
yeah.
I was not aware. There's a horror movie in 2018. It was called The Golem, and it got 86% on Rotten Tomatoes. But
really?
During an outbreak of a deadly plague, We've talked about plagues before. A mystical woman must save her tight-knit Jewish community from foreign invaders, but the entity she conjures to protect them is a far greater evil. So watch out. So you got to turn them off at night. Told you that. That's the trick. Turn it off.
Say goodbye.
Make sure the rabbi does his job, right?
That's right. You got to sign off properly. Speaking of ghouls, it says, like you said, Nate, able to assume the shape of an animal, ghouls are grave robbers living off the flesh of the dead. Says travelers, says travelers planning to cross any of the vast deserts or savannas of North Africa, the Middle East, or Central Asia should be aware that ghouls often entice men off the road and confuse them. Once the men are disoriented, the ghouls proceed to feast on their flesh.
Gosh.
Sounds good. Sounds positive.
Sounds like a bad night, right?
Yeah. They are cannibalistic monsters, often thought of as undead in European folklore.
Sounds like a zombie to me. I mean, does that not sound like a zombie?
Somewhat, yeah.
Zombie ghost?
Now, it says, and this is Europe, it says, they were once human, but they brought the curse on themselves by eating human flesh. Mm-hmm. Dead or alive, they feed on corpses or living flesh, often abducting young children, like Nate said, yeah. So that's kind of like the European folklore.
It does go back into, we talked about zombies for whatever episode that was. I'm going to say 29, but I don't know. It was in the 20s somewhere.
I don't know.
We talked about zombies.
No, I know.
And ghouls were brought up in that, and it was the Arabic background there too, but it does. It definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gosh, that's it.
You guys know Sammy Terry.
Yeah. Yeah, of course.
You know, it's a local. I know Indiana people.
I know what you're going to say. Yeah.
You remember Goolsby?
Mm-hmm.
When he had the Jeff... Got, you know, we watched that and crack up, and he had the big hands, like the rubber, and he'd go, oh, Goolsby. I was like, what the heck is going on here? Uh-huh. Even as a kid, I'm like, this is terrible. I mean, I love the show, but it's like, oh, my gosh, Goolsby.
Good memories, though, right? Yeah,
he's like, oh. It was like the Wayne's World show of creepy.
Oh, man, Sammy Terry's a legend.
Oh, yeah.
I just thought of Goolsby.
Goolsby.
Look, hey, listeners, if wherever you're at, I don't care, another state, another country, look up.
Even if you're driving.
Look up Sammy Terry, horror host from, you know, here in Indiana. He started back in the 50s, and then he quit probably early 90s, mid 90s. Yeah. He was around. And he played like B movie, you know, on Saturday nights here in Indy. He started out as a radio disc jockey and then moved his way up. Mm-hmm. But, look up Sammy Terry and then look up Goolsby.
Goolsby. People be like, whoa.
The budget wasn't quite large. about the
budget. But it was fantastic.
Yeah, I think they went to childhood. I think they went to like Hooks drugstore and bought like the.
Hooks? I remember Hooks.
Yeah.
I used to buy my G.I. Joes came from Hooks all the time. Yeah. Or Ben Franklin. Ben Franklin.
Rosalind Bakery.
Oh, yeah.
Ben Franklin. Oh, my gosh.
My mom worked at Ben Franklin and Rosalind.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
In Kokomo, a long time ago, we had a department store called Hills. That was another place we'd buy toys. And oh gosh,
did they have eyes?
It did not have eyes. Oh, okay. The Hills did not have eyes at that time.
I remember Hills. Zayer.
Yeah. Gosh.
We're
middle aged, aren't we?
Okay. Go ahead.
I was going to talk. It's interesting. I think the talk on Kabbalah is interesting. It comes into this. So just a little bit of a brief talk about that. It is Kabbalah, which is literally reception tradition or correspondence, is an esoteric method, discipline, and school of thought in Jewish mysticism. A traditional Kabbalist in Judaism is called a Sorry.
I was wondering if you're going that way.
The definition of Kabbalah varies according to the tradition. I'm so sorry, everybody out there that's Jewish. And that is part of the Kabbalah. Okay. The Kabbalah. No. Varies according to the tradition and aims of those following it, and its religious origin as an integral part of Judaism to its later adaptations in Western esotericism, Christian Kabbalah, and or Hermetic Kabbalah. Jewish Kabbalah is a set of esoteric teachings meant to explain the relationship between the unchanging, which is eternal God, and the mysterious Ein Sof, which is the infinite, and the mortal finite universe, God's creation. It forms the foundation of mystical religious interpretations within Judaism. I know in the last, oh my gosh, it was not too long ago, it was like a fad. It may still be, I don't know, to be part, you know, like, oh, I studied the Kabbalah, you know, I'm part of that. And you'd wear, because I don't understand it completely, but you wear like the little red, I'm sure I'm getting this all wrong, but a little red piece of string on your wrist. Do you guys remember that at all?
No.
People like Madonna. I can't remember all the famous people, but Ashton Kutcher, if I can say that correctly. I think he wore it. And it was like, why are these people wearing this red red piece of string, but it was because they were following the Kabbalah.
Oh boy.
So yeah. Okay. So anyway, that's a little
whatever.
Yeah, whatever. But it's interesting because it is. It's just a form of mysticism.
Hmm.
So it's interesting.
In Islam, ghouls are rarely to be mentioned in Islam. However, they have never. Oh, and I'm sorry. They have never been mentioned in the Quran, but they are mentioned in Hadith. Hadith. I'm sorry if I mispronounce that, but not with the same meaning in Arab or in Arabian folklore or pre-Islamic Arabian religion. It is for misdirector people or a kind of primates. But even though when they adopted in Islamic folklore, they sometimes considered as a devilish class of jinn, which we've mentioned in the past.
Mm-hmm. Jinn, yep.
Which is believed to be sired by Iblis. I don't know if you know the name of that. Yeah,
so. I don't know that one.
And man, these pictures of the ghouls are like.
Are scary, aren't they?
I mean, yeah. they're like ripping. Here's a ghoul just picture that it's depicting it pulling a leg off of a corpse out of a casket and just devouring. Like, gross. Like
any pictures of Ed Gein or Jeffrey Dahmer? Jeez.
Well, didn't they call him or somebody was called like
ghoulish?
The Wisconsin, yeah,
like that.
They're not pretty.
Ooh, yeah. So this is a question. Would a ghoul and a golem ever get together? You know, like mystery date?
What kind of offspring would they? So you got
a ghoul.
A ghoul?
Yeah, that's probably right.
I don't think it'd be attractive kids. That'd be
They're not lookers.
No, they're eaters, but they're not. It also
this
says
is where Guglielma. That's what the offspring would be called.
The when I was reading the European take on this ghoul character, says they are just disgustingly ugly and stink of death.
I'd imagine. I mean, their diet alone would probably make them smell that way.
They are immensely strong, but geniuses in a sarcastic way. I thought that was interesting. Thus, tricking them is always a better way than fighting them. So, okay, you don't want to trick. I mean, you want to trick them. Don't fight them. They're strong. So you got to outsmart them.
So we've conjured tulpas. We've dabbled in Slender Man. We've done all these.
Wait a minute, did we?
Zombies. Yeah.
You don't know about that.
Well, no. I just wondered if are we going to create a golem next? Do we need a rabbi though?
Need a rabbi.
Hmm. Well, I don't think it'd be a great idea, but.
It says, like, with the golem.
I'm just raising points over here.
Sure.
Most versions of the golem include shaping the golem into a figure resembling a human being and using God's name to bring him to life, since God is the ultimate creator of life. Mm-hmm. According to one story, to make a golem come alive, one would shape it out of soil and then walk or dance around it, saying a combination of letters from the alphabet and the secret name of God. To kill the golem, its creator would walk in the opposite direction, saying and making the order of the words backwards.
A red rum. Wow. That's intense, actually. That's
pretty intense. Write that down so you don't forget that.
Right.
I've already forgotten.
I got it in my notes.
Creation story.
Next to my ghost. What was that? What was it you said? The ghost, not dictionary, but whatever.
Oh, I
said.
Oh, ghost, yeah, glossary.
Glossary. I was like,
I have no idea what I said earlier.
That's
no.
Right. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. Oh, here's a nameless ghoul. Look at this guy. Looks like Satan.
Yeah, it looks like Satan. Satan. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's the proper name.
He's got great hair.
Oh, no, that's with the horns coming out.
Says, back on ghouls, it says ghouls tend to live in isolated areas that are apart from the majority of society. Well, I would hope so. they live next door. They live in apartments. They can frequently be found in desert wastelands. Yeah. Abandoned buildings and cemeteries. It says, however, contrary to common beliefs, a ghoul does not necessarily prefer to reside in a cemetery because they seek to eat corpses. Mm. They just appreciate the seclusion.
Well, yeah. You're going to get some alone time, right? Quiet time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now here's a couple other ways of creating and killing them.
Oh, yeah.
With the golem.
Uh-huh. Oh, golem. Okay.
Yeah.
There's more ways to skin a golem.
There's more ways to skin, yeah.
Once the golem had been physically made, one needed to write the letters Alpha, Me, Tav, which is Imit it means truth on the golem's forehead, and the golem would come alive. Erase the alpha, and you are left with Mem and Tev, which is Met, meaning death.
Uh-oh. Ooh.
Another way to bring the golem to life was to write God's name on a parchment and stick it on the golem's arm or in his mouth. Then
eat this.
One would remove it to stop the golem.
Huh. Interesting.
That is interesting.
So it has
a battery.
I picture that is right. I picture
battery
like,
operated. I see
this golem sitting on your lap. You know, like tell me the story of how I came to life again. You know, like Sean, or it come out like,
like as watching Sean rocking back, crushing, rock back and forth. That was kind of creepy.
crushing my leg. You're crushing my leg, golem.
I'm kind of scared.
Yeah, I know. That's my imagination at work. Sorry.
You were like, hey. I'm like, like, if only our listeners
like
could see your face.
I was
like,
was dummy. Yeah,
that's not good. Sorry. Yeah. I'm not the dummy. You're the, you're the dummy.
You're the dummy. That's fine. Oh, no. Oh, Bob and Tom.
Have you heard
it's wrong
that?
Hole, Sean. You're a little too low.
Like we said, at least buy him dinner first. Okay, ghoul hybrids.
There's hybrids.
There's all kinds of ghouls. There were some theories that arose in ghoul mythology that claimed that these creatures could mate with humans. Oh boy!
Ew.
Often humans who had been mistakenly buried.
Oops.
Hey, I'm not dead. In this manner, ghouls were able to keep stronger human genes in their own gene pools that continue
but
to
I can
create
get it on right. Oh my
that
god!
Can create offspring. So. They can
giggity.
Mate with humans.
Reproduce.
Yeah, that's great.
That sounds awful.
Good job. It does sound awful.
That's a signs of a nightmare date.
So what do we think? Ghouls, golem, we want to meet one? Do we want to
stay away, stay away.
No. Get a guest spot on the podcast? Do we want
to? Tend to stay away from something that wants to eat me.
Yeah, no kidding.
It's a good, good point, Nate.
Somebody take out the battery.
I don't know. Slender Man.
It's interesting, though. All this is.
Ghouls, golem. Yeah.
The ghouls are disgusting and gross characters, and no, I would not want to meet one, but I think the golem is fascinating history. I mean, they both have interesting histories, but...
Right.
I was excited to learn something. Yeah, I did too. I learned a lot about the golem.
I'm going to admit that Nate, when you're like, hey, here's my mini or my full, I'm like, what the heck is he talking about? I'm like, where is he coming up with this stuff? So I look it up. I'm like, okay, yeah. When Nate, you said, hey, the golem, I'm like, what in the heck is a golem? I'm like, are you guys reverse roles here?
We're throwing you curveballs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I liked it, though. It was very interesting. I learned a lot, and it's fun researching the difference of them. And
it was fun.
They're both terrifying, and I don't want to
meet enjoy this, yeah.
Yeah, I think the creepies will, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. After they go, what?
Yeah. What's a golem?
What does that have to do with a ghoul? You'll find out by the end of this, right?
You got Gulliver and Gollum. Gollum's travel. No,
yeah, no.
The little
I'm going to quit while behind.
Lilliputians. I was saying. I can't Lilliputians. Oh. You said Gulliver's Travels. Sorry.
Yeah. I don't know why I came up with that, to be honest with you. Anything else you got?
I can't think of a thing.
You're all
I can make some up, but.
All right. Well,
have you ever heard of that? How Alice Cooper got his name? Sorry. Let's not. Go
I'm not
down.
That warmed
Let's
me out.
Let's not go down that road.
No, we're not. Let's don't even. Yeah.
Hedgehog.
Nate, help us out.
It's getting a little ghouly in here. Let's wrap it up.
Let's wrap it up. Okay. Well, you heard Nate when he says wrap it up. We're done.
We're
out of here.
Howdy.
Thanks for listening to Middle Age Mini number 48 on the ghouls and golem topic, and we will talk to you later.
Bye.
See you.